From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for July 16, 2013. Though there have been some recent rains and irrigation pumping is in progress, High Plains corn and cotton are all over the map. Tuesday, I talked with Dr. Dana Porter, AgriLife Extension Agricultural Engineer specializing in irrigation, Lubbock.
Well, there's several things going on. First of all, for a lot of the part of the state, especially the High Plains, we're in the third year of drought. So that presents its own problems, especially where we have declining water resources or declining well capacities. In some areas, we also have increasing regulatory limits on the pumping. So all those things kind of come together at the same time for an interesting, teachable moment.
So what do you expect for the corn that's made it through the hail, made it through the winds, cotton, irrigated cotton?
We've gotten some rain the last few days. That's going to help us out. Those who do have a crop stand, that'll help them out. Mm-hmm. Some of them are squaring right now, so it's a good time to get water.
Uh-huh.
The corn, we've got it tasseling in some areas, and this is the critical time for water use on corn.
So the outlook is, if they've made a crop and they've got a crop up, if they made it past the storm, the outlook is pretty fair.
It's hard to say, really. It really is going to be on a field-by-field basis on what growth stage the crop was at, if it had a good stand, if it had some moisture to start with, or if it had been irrigated mm-hmm. well to start with, or at least had a good foundation of some soil moisture, it can carry through. This will mm-hmm. definitely help it carry through. On the annual rainfall, we're still about half of what we should have. But again, on a case-by-case basis, on a field level, it can be all over the map.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.